Unfinished relationships. Hear my prayer, O God. Do not hide yourself from my petition. Listen to me and answer me. Psalm 55. Jessie's life revolved around caring for her bedbound mother, who could not move or speak. Every day she bathed her mother, administered her medicines, and massaged her withered limbs. Twice a day she fed her through a tube that went directly into the stomach. This endless and unvarying cycle of caregiving meant that Jessie rarely left home. Such stories of devotion and self-sacrifice were not uncommon in my work as a hospice chaplain. What made this one unusual was that in all of her 60-something years, Jessie had never once heard her mother say, "I love you." Other siblings had received their mother's affection, but for reasons unknown to her, Jessie never had. Jessie took care of her mother for more than 8 years, and then her mother died. How do we grieve when our relationship with the deceased was disappointing or hurtful? When the last conversation was an argument? When the needed apology never came? When all or most of our interactions were defined by mistrust, anger, and betrayal? What then? It can feel like we are lost in a deep wood. Now there is no way ever to patch things up, to untangle the misunderstandings, to offer or receive forgiveness. The tendency is to bury our feelings along with the person. But if the hurt can be acknowledged, first to ourselves, then to a compassionate listener, healing is possible. Find someone, a friend, therapist, or pastor, to whom you can tell the whole truth and who will listen to your story as many times as you need to tell it. Maybe only God can hear the depth of your hurt. Either way, as we bring our experience to speech, the pain of our unfinished relationship will gradually lose its power over us. The loss of a conflicted relationship is still a deeply felt loss. Jessie told her story many times, sometimes with anguished intensity, but just as often with humor and salty language. Her prayers were salty too, and filled with the expectation that God would listen and answer. "Hey God, what you gonna do with this mess?" Amen.